John Carney took the oath of office to become Delaware's 74th governor outside Legislative Hall in Dover today. Details from WHYY's Zoe Reed.
Standing in the rain, Carney pledged to work with private investors to create jobs, provide skills training to young people, and take a new approach to economic development.
Our administration will work to lead our state through a transition to an innovation economy, where we're not only the first state when it comes to incorporating a company, but also the first state when it comes to growing a company and deepening its roots here in Delaware.
Carney says he'll work with newly elected Wilmington Mayor Mike Przycki and Newcastle County Executive Matt Meyer to address crime.
In the short term, we will get serious about crime and target resources to the most crime-ridden neighborhoods, and we will better prepare ex-offenders to come back to the community.
Carney says his administration will partner with teachers and parents to improve education, and he vows to address a $350 million budget deficit. Republican State Senator Ernie Lopez says Carney, a Democrat, addressed the state's immediate needs and challenges.
We're facing a tremendous fiscal deficit, and I was very pleased to hear his remarks in regards to finding bipartisan solutions to the problems that are facing each and every Delawarean, from Newcastle to Sussex, where I represent.
Former Governor Ruth Ann Minner, who Carney served as lieutenant governor, says he's more than prepared to serve.
He's got a plan. He knows what he wants to do, and knowing John, he will do it.
Lieutenant Governor Bethany Hall Long also was sworn into office during the ceremony. From the Delaware Desk, I'm Zoe Reed, WHYY News.